All this is, you know, just give me your best piece of advice. Like, what's your best recommendation on this? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. So I have a buddy of mine. We've been friends for like ever, like 3 decades. And we're football buddies. We both love the same team. You guys know I'm a big Redskins fan. So during the games every week, we text. And yesterday I noticed that he hadn't sent me a text yet. Like, we go back and forth. Like, we like to be miserable together during football games, you know what I mean? Like,
is he also a Redskins fan?
Huge Redskins. Okay. So, you know, we kind of like, oh, it's terrible. You know, I hate football. Oh, this is terrible. You know, fire everybody. You know, it's kind of one of those things. But it's fun, and we've been doing it for so long, and so it's kind of a part of my Sundays. Shot him a couple texts yesterday, and wasn't getting a response. This is like the first time in years and years and years and years and years, and no response. And I'm going, that's weird, you know, whatever. Get up this morning, and I read on social media that he has suffered a terrible family tragedy. I mean, awful family tragedy. Well, obviously, I was sending the text yesterday not knowing that happened. Mm-hmm. I had no knowledge of that. Well, I wake up this morning, I see that, and I feel terrible now because obviously I'm sending these texts about a football game not knowing what he's what he's going through. So I'm like, what do I do? Do I send a text today going, I am so terribly sorry, or call him, obviously, call him. When I sent you these texts about football, I had no idea you were going through this. Or do I just kind of let the situation breathe and then reach out? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel terrible that I was sending him texts about football, but I, you know, when he's going through this tragedy, you know what I mean?
Right, but honestly didn't know.
I didn't know, but I need him to know I didn't know.
Right, I understand.
But I think that if this was something that was personal within the family and people outside didn't know.
Yeah, it wasn't. You're right. The info wasn't out there.
I believe that he would understand. Like,
I still feel bad, though.
Of course
you
are.
Even though I didn't know, I still feel like, oh, my God, I took this person's time and he's dealing with this tragedy and I'm texting about football. I mean, it's just like it's just the universe just kind of worked that way.
Yes.
And I feel so bad, like awful bad.
So I guess you had no ill intention,
I know.
And he
correct.
Knows that. And you guys have been friends for a very long time.
Forever. But I feel like my whole thing was like, should I call him now, shoot a text, or should I just, you know what I mean? That's kind of where I'm at. Should I just let a couple days go by, or should I reach out and say, I'm with you on this. Whatever you need, I got you. You're my boy. But like, I just need you to know that I'm so sorry for sending that and not, you know what I mean? It's like that internal fire where it's like you're raging inside, but you're, I mean, not at anybody. You're just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you're disappointed in yourself, but yet you had no ill intentions.
Right.
It's so frustrating.
It's hard. It's easy for us to say you don't have any reason to feel bad, but
right.
I get where you're coming.
Yeah. Like, what do you do now? That's right. Like, so what do I do next? Let it go. Let it breathe. Reach out. 800-992-1099. Get your calls on the way. It's QIK. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. Shooting a buddy of mine text yesterday during a football. We've been doing this for decades. It's what we do on Sundays. Didn't get any response. I'm like, this is so weird. And I see this morning that he suffered a terrible family tragedy. I feel so bad texting him during this tragic time for him and his family. And I didn't know. Of course, I would have never done it. But I still feel so bad. The thing that, you know, we're talking to the audience about is, so like, what's the next move? Do you reach out and say, I'm so sorry, I didn't know? Or do you let a few days go? You got to let him and his family have some time. But I just feel terrible that I was sending texts about football. He's going through that. And I just had no idea. Let's get to Melissa. What do you think, Melissa?
I would recommend, if he posted it on social media, that's him putting it out there. So now that you know, I would just, you know, say, hey, dude, missed you yesterday, you know. Sorry to hear about this, and I'm here for you if you need me. That way, you know, it kind of clears it all up, I would think, you know, because if he didn't tell you, how do you know? So, like Veronica said, you shouldn't feel bad. You're
yeah,
not psychic.
And you're right. I mean, I shouldn't feel bad. I guess I just do. It's one of those things where you shouldn't, but you do.
Agreed.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You do.
Exactly.
It's like when you don't intend something to happen, but it does, and you're a part of it, and you just wish you could go back and, you know what I mean, jump at the time machine and go back.
Yeah, I still stand by the fact that you guys have been friends for such a long time.
I know. You're right. I gotta keep thinking about that.
Yeah.
Get to more of your calls on the way. And y'all have just had some great ideas with this situation. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Veronica. And I know this happens to a lot of people. When you send somebody a text and you don't know what's going on in their life, and then you figure out what they were going through at the time you sent the text, you're like, God, I wish I wouldn't have sent that. Me and my buddy have been texting for decades and decades on football Sunday, just about teams and, you know, just going back and forth with each other, having fun. Yesterday was the first day I didn't get any response. Find out this morning he's suffered a terrible family tragedy. I didn't know, obviously, when I was sending him the text.
Right.
I feel terribly guilty. But I didn't know. And we're kind of like, well, so what's the next move? Do you just let it go, let things breathe, and then maybe in a couple of weeks reach out? Or is it like today, make the phone call and like, man, I am so sorry for what's happened to you. And I just have to tell you, I had no idea when I sent that text what you were going through.
He's got to understand.
Oh, and he totally will. I just feel like selfishly, it's more about me because I feel bad that I was sending something.
I get that.
You know what I mean? I mean, I admit selfishly. I got to kind of get it off my conscience. Dallas is in Clearwater. Hey, Dallas.
It wasn't out there. You didn't know about it. And from his perspective, it might have actually given him a few minutes of just normalcy and sanity.
You know what? Good. I thought about that, too. I thought, you know, maybe, I mean, he's going through some really a terrible tragedy, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was something normal that it was like, oh, okay, life.
He could have looked down at his phone and smiled, if only for one brief second.
Right. Okay. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Robin, hey, Robin, welcome.
I wouldn't even mention your text, you know. You don't have to apologize for that.
And a lot of people have said the same thing. You know, you can't be the only person that was probably just doing normal, everyday things that you would otherwise do because you didn't know. You know what I mean? So you're right.
Exactly.
It's one of those things where I always try to live by, if you didn't have bad intentions, you can't beat yourself up.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I keep telling myself, because you got to just... I mean, life is a cycle, and we live in this cycle, and there was no bad intentions and stuff. Great feedback from you guys. Really appreciate it. 99.5 QIK. Scotty McCreary.